Verse the Beast podcast zaps hash 128 zombie apocalypse pandemic survival Crumpsworth with your host, undoubtedly the most hottest guy I've ever seen with his shirt off, Chris Borges. And I can't wait to kiss him just like all the other girls and guys do. Serious.
Zaps 128. This is your host, Chris Borges, Verse the Beast podcast of the zombie apocalypse pandemic survival. How's everybody doing today? I hope lovely. If you haven't done so already, please like and subscribe as well, whichever you see it here or there. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Do that. And this is the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. As I said, again, it's 2:30 here in the afternoon. December 5th, 2021, 2:30, bright and hazy, little sunny, little cloudy day here in beautiful Orange County, California. Thank you all for tuning in today. As promised, I have a little bit of background music for you guys. As always, I'm always constantly upgrading this podcast for you guys to make it more interesting, with more interesting topics and fun and all that kind of stuff. And we have, if I could just give me 1 second to pull it up, we have one of my fans. If I'm not mistaken, his name is Isaiah. And lo and behold, Isaiah asks in the comments, because I am, I love all my fans, I love all my followers, and I try to please everybody on top here. You know, this is for me, not you guys. This is for you guys, not me. So I like to just, actually what he says on top of here inside the comments, he just posted an hour ago, just subscribed, I guess, recently to my channel. Isaiah 63, 1 through 6 asks, okay, Chris, can you do tips for building a zombie survival territory like Alexandria from The Walking Dead? And things that you will need like cleaning products, food, etc., etc. Isaiah, that's not a problem. This is why I do the podcast for you guys, so we'll get started on that. And let's just dive right into it. Okay, so the first things first. Isaiah asks, do tips for building a zombie survival territory like Alexandria from The Walking Dead, and things that you will need like cleaning products, food, etc., etc. Isaiah, that's no problem. Okay, so we'll get started on it. That background noise is kind of killing me. Not gonna lie, you guys. It's hard to talk because I'm not used to like having loud background noise behind me. I'll try to turn it down a bit to help me out here. Sorry about this. Okay, I think that helps. Okay, so just gonna even turn it down here a little bit, just in case it's a little too crazy. So, when building a zombie survival territory, let me get my bearings straight here. So, when you're building a survival territory, like The Walking Dead and all that, things I will need, like the cleaning products, it's food, etc., etc. So first thing I would want, for sure, and I'm showing this on the YouTube webcam right now. I'm grabbing it right now. First thing I'd want, for sure, is an axe. For chopping wood, chopping zombies' heads off, chopping, any intruders, you know, any invasive group, team, or crazy person that tries to come at me and kill me for my supplies and all that kind of stuff, or just wants to eat me, you know, via eat me, so to survive, you know, or he wants my water or something like that. So that's what I would do. Is the first thing I would do is I get weapons, and the first thing I do is probably find a very safe high place. Maybe like a warehouse or like a mansion or some kind of secure building that has secure, you know, that's really blocked off all the main entrances and all that kind of stuff, so the zombies and people can't get in. And the next thing I probably want to do is Oh, this podcast got messed up right from the beginning. Sorry about that, you guys. But the first thing I want to do is, yeah, Isaiah, the first thing I probably want to do is do that, you know, particularly not so close in the city, because that's probably where the most zombies are probably and all the crazy people are. So I probably want to be like a little bit more on the outskirts. I probably want to be closer to the shore, so in case I have to do any kind of emergency evacuation, I can just jump on a boat and just dig out. You know, if just say like a group of invaders came and wanted to raid me or kill me or all that kind of stuff, or there's too many zombies, at least I'd have a chance of escape on a boat, you know, or some kind of kayak or canoe or something like that. You know, that's just be a great escape route, you know. If all else fails, you know. So I don't know, maybe they might have a boat or all that kind of stuff, but you know, if I could sail really far out into the sea, or just be in the sea for a long time and go fishing and just drink rainwater and stuff like that, or just have supplies in a boat ready, I think that'd be a very great emergency evacuation escape route, you know. So I probably want to be close to the ocean, a little bit farther away from the main city, and I probably want to be around some place where there's like a nice river or stream and a hefty food source, food supply available, like a, you know, like a general stores, food markets, food banks, anything close to that, rivers and waters, someplace where there's a working water system if possible. And then I'd probably want, and that's the very base of where I'd start if there really was a zombie apocalypse, pandemic, survival. This, you know, my channel Zaps isn't about the zombie apocalypse, pandemic, survival, like really. It literally is just like a daily journal for my life, and it's just a pun on words. But Isaiah wanted this, so we're going to go deep into it today, because I don't have really much else that I'm thinking of at the top of my head at the moment. So probably want like a suitcase full of clothes, a lot of hunting clothes, a lot of regular clothes. You know, any kind of camouflage would be awesome in the daytime and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, a ton of weapons, a ton of supplies, you know, generators, backup generators to, like, you know, possibly work a cell phone or a laptop, any kind of tech that I need. I want, like, a huge generator or a small portable generator, whichever one that's available. I probably want to get someplace where there's possibly an electricity source, you know, or a generator source where there is going to be light at nighttime and all that kind of stuff. I don't know about cleaning products, Isaiah. In a zombie apocalypse, I think the last thing you'd probably like probably be thinking about is cleaning anything. All you probably do is be like, you know, high all the time or drunk because everybody's around you is dead or trying to kill you. So you're probably freaking out every single moment and probably don't get any sleep at night. You're probably just up wide awake at night, looking in the woods, looking around and stuff all the time, constantly on alert, especially if you're by yourself because you're more scared and prone to danger if you're alone instead of a group. So if I was by myself, I'd probably just be on like panic mode all the time. Probably get like an hour, two, 3 hours of sleep a night if it really was going down, the end of the world, zombie apocalypse kind of thing was going down. Because for one, I don't want to get shredded up and eaten in the middle of the night in my sleep in the darkness. And I don't want to get murdered by any like scavengers or crazy hunters, crazy cannibalistic families or any kind of crazy kind of people roaming around during a zombie apocalypse and in the world at any moment. Everything can just come to a crashing halt. If, you know, a group of crazy people want to kill you or any of that kind of stuff, because there's no law at that point, right? Pretty much assuming that there's no law. If you're doing like a Walking Dead, like the government shut down, the law force shut down, everything shut down, right? So, yeah, I'd be constantly on guard at my bunker near the coast or wherever I happen to be inland. Next. Food. First thing I do is set up fishing poles on the coast, on the beach coast. A lot of fishing poles. I set up a lot of booby traps and hunting traps to catch small wildlife via birds, you know, wild boar, little rodents like mice, squirrels, raccoons, all that kind of stuff, all those little rodents and stuff. I'd even set up like little insect traps too as well for like crickets and all that kind of stuff, you know, like everything, snails, seashells, opihis, everything. I'd be setting up, you know, and I'd be already, like, trying to farm and stuff, too. I'd be, like, trying to set up an irrigation system, a farming system, having plants grow, the whole thing. I'd be, like, starting all that up right away. I wouldn't, because the last thing I'd want to do is just be a, you know, like a rogue scavenger walking. I think it'd be way more dangerous. Either way, it's just as dangerous if you ask me, if you really think about it. If you stay in one place, then everybody's going to know where you're at all the time. That's dangerous. And if you go roaming around places you don't know all the time, that's super dangerous just as well. So, you know, in a zombie survival territory, in a zombie apocalypse, you know, it just depends on the situation. You know, if the whole place is completely infested with crazy people trying to kill me and like zombies all over the place, I probably wouldn't want to build around there. So if you're asking me tips for building a zombie survival territory, if we just decided, okay, we're gonna build a survival territory. As long as everything lines up, it's not too crazy. It's kind of, you know, far away from the main city and all that kind of stuff, where there isn't a lot of zombies, a lot of crazy people walking around. I'd set up there. I'd definitely want a medical, like a huge medical supply kit, where there'd be like stitches, bandages, band-aids, topical medicines, tooth numbing devices and tooth pulling tools and surgical tools for any kind of like wounds that I take upon, whether it be a gunshot wound, a stab wound, getting sick. You want all that medical supplies and stuff as much as possible handy, ready to go at all times, 24/7, in a big bin or in a cabinet, in a drawer someplace, or in a medical room or something like that that you may set up. And what I was thinking was, to have, you know, a territory. I mean, you want like a crazy blockade around your entire territory, where there'd be like a huge cage fence, just like The Walking Dead, or a big, big heavy metal fence surrounding the whole area that's super, super like break-in proof, like just super sturdy, super high, super protected, you know, just so nothing can get in at all, you know. That's the first thing that I'd want. As far as protection goes, I then eventually want to get people who I trust, who I know won't stab me in the back in the middle of the night or plot to kill me, you know. So I'd want a group, a very large group of people, a whole small village or a big community, rather. The bigger the better, right? Of just solid, honest people that want to be equal and work together to survive any kind of invading forces and all that kind of stuff. Let's just be honest. If it was to go back into a zombie apocalypse mode, where all government and law failed and there's nothing left, it would go right back to caveman, stone age, kingdom versus kingdom days. That's exactly what would happen. It would be faction against faction, village against village, because you probably, you know, until you guys come up with an agreement to align to start up a territory, you know, a bigger territory. So that's what would happen. It would start off from small factions working together to survive, you know, and all the bad guys roaming around in groups or in droves or solo, trying to kill, you know, those small villagers and stuff like that, to get their supplies and whatnot, you know. And eventually, if you say you're a good guy, that which meaning you don't kill people and stuff like that, and you stand for justice and all things good and positivity and working together to survive the zombie apocalypse, eventually your faction will grow into a huge community, into a huge place, into a huge thriving metropolis of like maybe even thousands of people. And eventually there might be an invading force that doesn't want to coincide with you, that actually wants to kill everybody over there or convert them to be slaves or worse. And then you'd either go to war or you guys would have a treaty and coincide and commingle and become one. And then eventually, over time, maybe even like over generations, maybe less, who knows, if it really was to happen. And then eventually you'd become a huge conglomerate, a huge, like almost small country of people. And then, you know, on the exact opposite side of the world or on the opposite side of the fence, there'd be a whole nother, probably huge group or small group or super small group or small country just like you guys. And who knows? Maybe they want to take over you guys. Maybe that might be evil. They want to kill. They just want to genocide everybody in your place or not. Or cooperate and become one. So basically, everybody... You know, and obviously you'll have your feuds and wars and scuffles inside, but for the most part, for the overall totality, it become one. It all becomes one. One huge village of people. You know, where there's law, where there is rules, where there is where there's a solid foundation of righteousness and justice, you know, for any kind of wrongdoing and all that kind of stuff. And the bad guys go punish within there. Or whoever decides to make the wrong choice and make the wrong mistakes are going to pay for their consequences. You know, so that's what's going to happen. You know, it's the right and the good and the just will prevail. The good will win versus evil. That is basically the main plot of it, you know. To have absolute tyranny and just some crazy group of guys or just one guy just slaughtering everybody just because he wants food and he wants to be the top supreme, you know, I don't know. Does that fly? I don't think anybody would like that because that would be dangerous for everyone's life if you're just some maniac controlling the entire village, slaughtering good people left and right. I don't think anybody would want that for their family or for themselves to be slaughtered by some maniac who just... doesn't care about you at all. You'd rather have somebody up at the top that's level-headed, that cares about every single person in the group instead of wants to kill them, wants to build them, lift them up, and have them thrive. Obviously. So good, obviously, must prevail over evil at all costs. Right? So, you know, at the main meat and potatoes... Isaiah, you're asking me tips for building a zombie survival territory, like Alexandria from The Walking Dead, and things that you will need, like cleaning products, food, etc., etc. And that's the best I could describe it, you guys. It's just that. It's that. It would come down to that. It would come down to good guys versus the bad guys. At the end of the world, if there's like, you know, flesh-eating zombies around that just took over the entire planet somehow, you know? So, basically it would all come back to one, where we're all one nation. Who knows? It doesn't have to be one, you know? It could be many nations, you know? Because it doesn't have to be so, you know, because both parties could be very stubborn. Both huge, you know, both very large, vast villages could be very stubborn villages, and they just happen to have their own language that they enjoy and their culture and their ways. So it doesn't have to be just one totalitarian thing. It can be many, many villages scattered all around the world. So, so there's two coins to the whole thing. There could, you know, because it doesn't have to be totalitarian. It can be free. Free of culture, free of spirituality, free of religion, because not everyone is the same. Okay, so that's why there doesn't have to be just one massive, huge village, though, at the same time. It could just be many villages around with many, many different beliefs and cultures and all that kind of stuff. That's the essence of freedom. And, you know, that's what I would hope to happen, you know. And the ones that just want to join just so happen to want to join out of their free will. And the ones that want to start their own thing and don't want to be with that group, that's their free will. But it's not all right. But at any given point in time, if you think about it, it's not okay to attack people and hurt them for their belongings or just because they don't like them. That is not okay. To hurt other people at the very root of the foundation, to hurt other people is not okay. Okay? The only time it is okay is when there needs to be justice for their wrongdoing. So if somebody does commit an act of bad behavior or just ruthless, you know, maniacal behavior where they just hurt other people for whatever reason, they need to be punished accordingly. That's why there's justice, and that's why there's law, and that's why there's rules. So, when you think about it, and today in real life, it pertains to real life, obviously. And it's very, you know, and that's why there is law, that's why there's rules, that's why there's the justice system, that's why there's all that. So, yeah, so that's what would happen in the zombie apocalypse pandemic survival. And that's what I would do, is I would start just that. I would start building a safe haven from the zombie apocalypse itself, from the bad people and from all the zombies. That would be the main thing I would do in the zombie apocalypse survival situation, is I would build a safe place. And I hope that answers your question, Isaiah, and I did the best I can within the last 20 minutes to describe that. And yeah, so other than that, what am I doing today? Going to work, getting paid, going to go to, I come back and start my studies. I got a lot of studying to do online, so that's what we got going today, you guys, doing a lot of computer study, history study. That's all I'm doing right now. What do I have going with the with everything? So I'm doing this. Okay, so what am I doing today? Sorry, you guys. I'm so out of it today. I'm trying my best here. So I'm doing the Zaps right now. Zaps 128. And when I get home, I'm going to try to do my eBay. And I'm going to try to finish up my fourth book. That's all I'm doing. You know, and I got a ton of other stuff I'm working on too at the moment, but that's what I got to get done. I just watched a little bit of PewDiePie. I watched some of his videos and all that kind of stuff, his newest stuff. And he was talking about, like, plastic surgery. He was talking about all this, like, meme stuff and funny stuff. And just hilarious stuff. So, yeah, nothing much else going on, you guys. Besides that, right now I'm so flustered because I woke up super late. I'm doing laundry right now. I just had a little bit of grub. I'm still hungry. Organizing all my stuff right now, cleaning my stuff, getting my bag ready for work and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of things going on. And again, thank you, Isaiah, for that little topic to discuss today. But yeah, that's, you know, the zombie apocalypse, let's face it, it'd be rough going, but eventually we'll get back to justice and all things good. And be back to safety and back to goodness, all things. So it'll be alright. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Yeah. And that was Zaps 128 for today. I gotta get going, you guys. I got a lot of stuff to do today. A lot of studying today before I head off to work. So thank you all for tuning in. This has been Chris Borges First of Peace Podcast with your host, Chris Borges. Thank you all for tuning in, listening, friends, family, followers, fans, everybody who listens. And yeah, that was the zombie apocalypse pandemic survival for today. And hope you guys have a great one. See you guys tomorrow on Zaps. That's Monday, Zaps 129 of the zombie apocalypse pandemic survival, Chris Borges First of Peace Podcast. Hope you guys have a lovely day, evening, or night, whatever time you're watching. And I'll see you then. Y'all take care.